This is the Pacifica National Board Executive Director Search Committee, and our secretary is Chandra Hauptmann, who will be taking the role first.
Hello, everybody. I'm going to take the role now. Lydia Brazan?
Here.
Verna Avery Brown?
Here.
Dwayne Bradley?
Here.
Ambrose Lane?
Here.
Evelyn Bethune? Lonnie Hicks? Lori Taguma? Berthold Reimers?
Yeah.
Okay. So that's it.
Okay. So we are having a public session discussion and an update. Last week, again in public session, we came out with a recommendation of a website posting, various recommendations actually, and one of them was the wording for a website posting for the executive director position, and that was, everyone should, will be happy.
Do we have an agenda that we're going to be discussing? Should we
let's go into the agenda. The agenda is an update on our recommendations to the PMB, which is the first item that I was already talking about. And then the second item, which came up this afternoon, which was that Dave Adelson made a recommendation of something to add to the website posting, which, again, will be subject to PMB approval, but we need to read that. And any of the other items, I mean, I think that's all that I had, was to update on everything that we had recommended to the PMB and just reiterate that. Anybody else want to add anything to the agenda for the public session? Okay. So proceeding right along, the Pacifica National Board did approve the wording for the website posting, so we're ready to post that. And they also approved our recommended $2,000 for this preliminary phase of our search. That means pre-hiring a search committee. They actually also approved our projections to date, or accepted it or didn't object to it, our projections to date of what the overall search would cost, and it was everything we had previously discussed, which included $5,000 should the person not live in the area and need moving expenses, $20,000, which would be for a search firm, and, as I said, $2,000, and we had, at our previous meeting, discussed placing both free media and some paid media, so what they approved was not to exceed $2,000, so, and then with the possibility of increasing that by $3,000 once the search firm is hired, and so all of that went through, and a lot of expressions of appreciation, so for our good work here. So, okay, so meanwhile, in the past we had actually run across the wording that Dave Adelson has sent to us and asked us to add to the description, which here it is, and I will read it. So he is recommending, and this is for our website posting, by the way I had described it to the PMB as well and to everyone, was that that's like a boilerplate that we could use, websites obviously having more room, including Pacifica's website, but that obviously when we place it in for ads that we are paying and so forth, it's limited by space and cost, it would be edited down with a lot of the bare essentials. Okay, so what Dave is recommending that we add is we are particularly interested in candidates with experience / vision in using digital distribution of programming to increase audience and opportunities for participation in civic media. An understanding of licensing challenges and familiarity with open source business models and Creative Commons licensing highly desirable. Do we have any comments about this?
Can you read it again?
Sure. And I sent it to everyone by email, by the way. We are particularly, we are particularly interested in candidates with experience, vision in using digital distribution of programming to increase audience and opportunities for participation in civic media. An understanding of licensing challenges and familiarity with open source business models and Creative Commons licensing highly desirable.
I personally think that's very specific for a hire. And,
I do.
And while I think it's desirable to have somebody with this level of experience, I think it's more important that they have media and communications background in broadcast media, and that that they have the other skills that an executive director requires. I mean, this would be a plus if they had this, but that's why you have technical people on staff.
Well, I'm fine with the first sentence as highly desirable. The first sentence,
yeah,
which just
but the
said,
other is too specific.
Right, but the second part about Creative Commons licensing, I don't think is as necessary as it is for the position that we have advertised for, where that expertise is critical.
Yeah.
Yes.
What's the first part that you agree you have?
I can't hear you, Bertil. Are you on a speaker?
Yeah. The first part you said you had a problem with. Can you reread that for me, please?
No, the first part I think I don't have a problem with.
Yeah.
Okay, the first part says we are particularly interested in candidates with experience/vision in using digital distribution of programming to increase audience and opportunities for participation in civic media.
Yeah.
Now the part that I'm not, and I'm 100% with that first sentence. The part that I think is a bit too specific is an understanding of licensing challenges and familiarity with open source business models and Creative Commons licensing, which I have the greatest problem with as being highly desirable. But I don't have a problem with that second sentence as part of one of the interview questions, but I do have a problem with it as part of an ad. I think the first sentence is sufficient, in my opinion, but others? Okay, too many. One at a time. One is Bertold, I heard. Who's the other one?
Verna.
Okay. Verna, go ahead, and then Bertold.
I was just going to suggest that maybe instead of saying highly desirable, we sort of step that down a bit and perhaps say would be considered an asset. I don't really see where it's necessary to have that.
Okay.
It's highly desirable.
But do you think the second sentence should be in there?
It doesn't really need to be in the ad, I don't think.
That's the question. Okay.
Evelyn.
Okay. Hi, Evelyn. Okay, Bertold.
Yes. In the beginning, when I read it, it seemed okay. And I've been thinking about it, and after listening to you, it is not necessary. You know, because we are, it's becoming too specific. And, there are so many more things that the ED does that are highly desirable also, that we would be looking for, that this would be one of them. And to emphasize this specifically in the ad, I think is a big mistake. I think we can add those things in the interview and whatever, and when we're evaluating, but I don't feel comfortable with it.
Okay, I personally think it's really important to have the first sentence in there. And the reason for that is because a person's vision, let's say if you come from an old school, not an old school, that's a poor way of putting it, but from a school of broadcast that is not open to some of what we are on the verge of and really in the middle of in terms of digital distribution, then we would have a problem. That is like a vision that they need to understand is a direction that the board has elected to take and, is seriously exploring. So if you had someone where you don't have it in the ad, that that's the direction you're going, and they're more into broadcast purism with strictly the, you know, the radio vision. And by the way, that is not that far-fetched, because this is still a divisive issue even within Pacifica. But anyway, so I do think it's important to put that in at least the first sentence. But anyway, who else?
Chandra.
Go ahead.
I don't think the experience is important. I think the knowledge of is important, because if somebody has knowledge of, and also maybe another way to phrase it could be supports new technologies. Because basically what we want is somebody that's going to be open to going in new directions. That doesn't mean that... that doesn't necessarily mean that they have to have firsthand experience. I agree with Berthold. I think the firsthand experience is too specific for an executive director position. As an administrator, that's why you hire technical experts and to advise you about areas. But we want somebody that's going to be open and receptive to going in new directions. And I think that's more important than having personal experience in these areas.
So if we just strike experience and leave vision in there, because that's really what we're talking about, is somebody that has a vision where this is going. I mean,
well,
our current executive director has a clear vision about that's the direction we should go in.
Well, why don't we say candidates with knowledge and candidates who support new models of distribution, such as digital distribution and other technologies or something like that. Because does digital distribution include high definition and all the other ways that media is being distributed now? Or is it more specific?
I don't know. This is not my area, other than
well, so that's
what
why
it, I know
I
what it
say,
includes, but I don't know what it doesn't include.
Well, why don't we just say knowledge of new technologies in the field of distribution of radio?
I think, and then
like
we
that.
Should just specify, including digital distribution, and it's not just like new technologies, because the specificity of digital distribution, which of course is implicit in this, however, is with a specific goal to increase audience and opportunities for participation in civic media. And that's not always people's vision. People's vision is sometimes you increase audience for profit and blah, blah, blah. That's a very different concept than what's being expressed here.
Well,
so
I have a suggestion. Why don't we ask Rob Robinson, John Almila, and Pete Karakas to craft a sentence or two that's broader than this, because this is too specific.
I think we should just take a shot at narrowing it down and coming up
yeah,
with the leanest language
exactly.
that we can come up with. You know?
Okay,
I don't mind.
Fine.
Yeah, a laundry yeah. list of... Yeah. of website stuff and whatever.
Can I come in?
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, I think, you know, if we put something very simple, like a one or two liner that says experience, knowledge, and something about the acceptance and promotion of, you know, new technology and digital distribution and so forth and so on, you know, is a plus, which is like a two-line sentence. It talks about knowledge, experience, and promotion. I don't have the right word, but somebody who would embrace and push and go with it. And you know, that's it. And then when we, like, so they will know that this is, you know, is a plus. So then we interview them. You know, we would go into more detail, but like mm-hmm. we would put that in there. I kind of agree with Lydia in one way, that they have to be aware that this is something that, you know, if they have, we would be more happy with them.
Mm-hmm. Okay. okay. I would recommend that we all then, because I think we're at a disadvantage, because I received this shortly before this call. And therefore, we haven't really had time to think about it. And so I would recommend that it be high on our agenda for our next meeting, which would still be before the next PMB meeting, to get it approved anyway. So we do have time. So let's think about it a little bit more, come up with efficient language that is, a little bit broader and not quite as specific, and yet does not dilute the issue of digital distribution in terms of civic media. That's the key. It's not just being technically on the edge. That's not what this is about. But anyway,
and send us a copy of the language you're just reading.
I sent it to the committee.
It was
maybe an hour ago that I sent it.
Yeah, she sent it. An email on 12:25 p.m. Pacific time.
Okay. And it says Adelson's something for language.
Request
for
additional Adelson's website. Request for additional website posting language.
Right.
All right.
Okay. Is there anything else that we needed to cover regarding the search for the public session only?
Well,
or anything?
Is there
anything I forgot that I got that was passed at the PMB with regard to this that I might have overlooked? Okay, who else? I'm sorry. Was Bertolt? Was that you?
No, Duane.
Duane, go ahead.
Looking at Dave's request, it's not that odd, I don't think, but I really think we could take a word or two from it and take the current website posting that we've been working with. It already says above the skills and knowledge set, it says the executive director will be responsible for leading the institution through major technological change. And under skills and knowledge, the second point under that says broadcasting industry skills, and in parentheses mentions programming, distribution, marketing, fundraising, etc. We could probably just add something about digital vision and distribution under broadcasting industry skills, and then under the seventh point of the skills and knowledge, it says, or sixth point, a personal commitment to peace and economic social justice. We could take a piece of that second line about a commitment to access to civic media, something like that. But I agree, okay, Lydia, that we can probably tweak this before the next
meeting. And just shorten it. I mean, like you said, we could list it as one of the points. It could just be, you know, as I said, vision and using digital distribution of programming to increase audience and opportunities for participation in civic media. That way it doesn't dilute the intent of that. And that's it. Something like that. But anyway, let's take that up at the next meeting, because we do have time, and I think Duane's correct, and I don't have the website posting in front of me, but I'm sure we can work it in there. At least take the idea notion and add it to it.
Well, what about if Duane, could you tweak it and send it around to everybody?
Well, I mean, I think all of us would like to look at it. We've all So I think all of us can look at it, and all of us can make suggestions. So we can do that by email. Yeah, okay.
And I'll do
any
that
objection
too.
To that? Great. Okay. And as I said, I think the main thing is not to break up that one sentence that is not just about high technology or anything that's already covered, but it is specific to its purpose. Okay. Anything else? Okay, if not, then we will adjourn, and we will go into executive session, and at our next meeting we will report out from the previous executive session. The previous executive session was simply making assignments for each of us to call various search firms, and the report back from that is what we're going into executive session to consider, and we will report out what we can at the next public session meeting, and we will post that meeting after this meeting. Okay. So we will adjourn and go into executive session right now. Thank you.
Good.
Thank you.